Servant Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior.
It is that time of the week again, and Servant Warrior Radio has taken over the airwaves. Hi, welcome to the show. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. Welcome. We are so glad that you're with us today. Got a great show for you. We're going to talk about open doors, the doors that God opens and what He expects us to do when those doors are opened for us. We're also going to talk about another initiative from Servant Warrior Ministries, but this one's a little different. I'm going to ask for your help. In just a little bit, we're going to talk about the Armor Up Tour, and I'm going to ask for your prayer because I absolutely believe that prayer can change the world, and we need your help. I need your prayers for this initiative because I truly believe in my heart that it can make such a lasting impact in the communities and the places that we're able to go. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but I always like to start off the show with a little bit of commentary, and this show is absolutely no different. I write a monthly article, magazine article, for a great publication called Power Source Magazine. It's put out by the phenomenal people and dear friends at the Christian Country Music Association. And I was doing some research for June's article. Not gonna tell you what the June's article is about, but here's a hint. It has something to do with amusement parks. So anyway, I was doing some research and I came across this list. Now, given, let's put this thing into perspective. You know, talking a little bit about the Knowledge Initiative last week, Don't Die Stupid. If you have not, by the way, if you have not gone to servantwarriorradio.com, you can link up, you can still purchase your shirts. You have folks buy their shirts. I can't wait for them to get them. Also for them to wear them and to hear about the way that the shirts have impacted people's lives and the opportunities that it gave the people wearing them to share the message of salvation and the awesome great news of Jesus Christ. I came across this list doing the research, and that's why I want to talk about, you know, last week, the Knowledge Initiative, and I never want to make light of the fact that people die. But you know what? For us not to talk about it and to pretend like it doesn't happen, you know, that it's like sticking our head in the sand. You know, we learned last week the statistical conclusion of a significantly long study has confirmed that one out of one people die. And so to pretend like death doesn't happen, it's just something that just doesn't make sense. But those of us who know where we're going, death is not nothing to be scared of, nothing to be afraid of. So anyway, that's the context I want to talk about this, because I never want to make light of the fact of people's demise. But I did want to go through this list because some of these things really struck me, the fact that, you know what, we never know when it's going to happen. We never know when God is going to call us home. And just some of these bizarre circumstances that are talked about in this list of 10 just goes to prove the fact that we never know when God is going to call us home, and that we have to be ready when it happens. So there's a list here. I won't go through all of them, but there are a couple of these that I do want to kind of hit on there. You know, roller coasters, out of 900 million rides per year, 4 people are killed as a result of roller coasters. So, you know, those of you who are at amusement parks, you know, that's a great average. It's a great set of numbers. You know, roller coasters are phenomenal. I love them. My kids and I ride on them whenever we get a chance. But that's something that happens on roller coasters. Ants, you thought they were a nuisance at picnic time. But ants kill 30 people per year. So next time you go to the park and you lay down to take a nap, make sure you're careful where you lay down. Icicles in Russia, you know, they fall from that. We have all seen, you know, icicles fall from the overhangs. You know, icicles kill 100 people per year in Russia. Falling out of the bed. In the United States, according to the Center for Disease Control, 450 people die annually from falling out of the bed. You know, that the same falling out of the bed also accounts for 1.8 million emergency room visits. So, you know, again, hey, be prepared. You know what? Just go ahead. Say, God, come into my heart. Jesus, I trust you as my Savior. I give you my life. You know what? Be prepared for the things that happen. But the one that I did want to, the one that really caught me off guard, that I wasn't expecting and truly lives up to the bizarreness of this list, are vending machines. Now we've all been told of the bad things that can happen to us just health wise when we eat junk food. Don't eat junk food. It's not good for you. It's horrible for you. But according to statistics, 13 people every year die as a result of vending machines. Now, you know, again, it says the machines topple over and crush people. And again, I don't want to make light of it. The whole point of this is to make sure, you know what, we don't know when God is going to call us home. Be prepared. You know, go online, go to servantwarriorradio.com, get your Don't Die Stupid shirt, wear it, spark conversation, offer the life-changing message of Christ when they ask you about it. Let's make sure that we are all, and the people that we come in contact with, are prepared. That is our action that is required. Hey, listen, we got 60 seconds. I need to take a break, but when we come back, I need your help. I'm going to ask you to do a favor for me. Thanks. Look for you in about 60. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Back into the show. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. We just finished a segment in Bizarre, and if you chose to stay, hang on with us and come back, thank you so much. We're talking about death, and we're talking about the bizarre ways that people die. And again, you know, never want to make light of it. Just want to make the point that we have to be prepared. God tells us that He is going to come like a thief in the night, and you know what? We rarely ever know when or where God is going to call us home. So make sure you're prepared. You know, really wanted to tie that into our knowledge initiative, Don't Die Stupid. Go to the servantwarriorradio.com. You can access a link. You can purchase a shirt. Had a lot of folks last week go online and purchase a shirt. I can't wait for them to get them. Can't wait to see the pictures. Can't wait to hear the testimonies and the stories about the people's lives who are impacted simply from someone wearing a shirt, and be able to share the life-changing message of Christ. What we're also doing, you can also go to the Don't Die Stupid Facebook page, and you can go to Servant Warrior Ministries Facebook page, but if you go to Don't Die Stupid Facebook page and you click the like, for every 50 people, once we hit 50, we're going to pick somebody on there at random, we're going to reach out to you, we're going to get your address, and we're going to send you a Don't Die Stupid shirt. So for every people, we're going to send out a shirt. So I encourage you, go to Don't Die Stupid on the Facebook page, like it, and we'll hopefully, yours will be the one that we pick, and we send you a shirt. But before the break, we're talking about that I was going to ask you to do something for me. I truly believe that prayer changes things, that prayer changes the world. And for those of us who have experienced answered prayer, would absolutely agree with me. And I truly believe, God says that if we have faith like a mustard seed, that we can tell that mountain to go and throw itself into the water. That's all we have is faith. And you know what? Our prayer and petitions to God is faith in Him. And to say, God, this is what's on my heart. You know, I pray for this and I ask for this, but Lord, I want Your will to be done. And you know what? We are able to approach the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator of heavens and earth, because of His Son, Christ, who died on a cross and bore our sins, and that enables us. You know, the veil was torn. We were able to enter the holiest of the holies and approach God with our prayer and petitions and to ask Him and to call out to Him and to pour our heart out to Him. We are able to do that because of Christ, because Him bearing our sins and dying on the cross. We're able to do that. And so I am asking for your prayer for an initiative from Servant Warrior Ministries called the Armor Up Tour. It's something that is absolutely dear to my heart. You know I love music. I'm just a huge fan of music and the groups that are out and really sharing the message of Christ and just great music out. And you know, but the thing, Armor Up Tour, Servant Warrior Ministries, our whole mission is to reach guys where they are, inspire them, empower them, and really get them ready and to be the men that God has created and called them to be. That's our goal. And to do that, we're going to have to reach them where they are. And we're going to have to approach them. They are not coming to us. We're going to have to take it to them. The Armor Up Tour is an endeavor that we had. And right now, I've got a three-year plan to where this year we go to 3 sites. Next year, we're praying between 5 and 7 cities. And God willing, in 2014, that we will be able to reach anywhere between 10 and 12 cities with the Armor Up tour. You know, every year Winter Jam comes and it has a national tour, and I just love Winter Jam. The music, the bands, it's just a great time. And what we want to do is we want to take that one step further, you know, as opposed to, you know, coming in and really doing great for one day. What we want to do is we want to make it a weekend, and we also want to connect and bring in groups around the communities. We want to bring local bands and regional bands in and be a part of the Armor Up Tour concert and experience. We want to do conferences at churches, at auditoriums, at facilities, and bring people together, one, to inspire them and empower them, and two, to help re-energize those who are heeding the call every day of God, who are out ministering to others. We want to help inspire and empower and re-energize pastors and leaders in the churches. We want to help groups that are trying to get their message out. You know, we want to do massive fundraisers where we're able to partner up with groups in the community. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to pray for the Armor Up Tour. Truly believe in my heart that this is an endeavor that can impact so many people and leave a lasting impact. You know, when we leave, you know, a handful of us will go, but we'll leave a big group who are energized and ready, and then we'll do it again next year. And again, the goal, God willing, is to expand this out to 10 to 12 sites. And you know what? If God can do anything he wants to do, he can do anything he wants to do through us, because we can't do this. There's no way that we can take on an endeavor like this. But you know what? Prayer is answered, and with God's help, God can do anything he wants to. So we're going to ask you to lift up the Armor Up Tour. I'm going to ask you to pray that partners will see the vision, and they will want to come on board with us because they have a burning desire to reach people, that we will find partners that will join with us to take the message of Christ out in a way that I don't think it's ever been done before. So that is a calling, that's a burning that God has put on my heart. So please, I'm going to ask you, pray for the Armor Up Tour. That we're able to take that out to the people. When we get back, we're going to talk about open doors and the action that's required on our part when God opens them. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. Just a few minutes ago, I asked you to do something for me. I asked you to pray for the Armor Up Tour. I asked you to pray that God would send partners to come alongside us to take the life-changing message of Jesus Christ to the people and to truly reach them where they are. I don't know if it's ever been done this way before. You know, if it has, great. It's not going to change the way we do it. I just feel so passionate about the Armor Up Tour and what the potential is. And you know, we cannot do this on our own. There's absolutely no way we can do this endeavor in our own strength. It will take God. It will take his people lifting up to him, request and petitions to say, God, send the right people to hook up with Jeff and the guys at Servant Warrior. Send the right folks to partner up so they can take the life-changing message to people where they are. So thank you so much for your prayers. I absolutely believe that prayers changes. It will change the world, and God will work mightily through those who lift up their prayer and petition to him. So thank you for that. Let's get into open doors. You know, God is always at work in our lives. And you know what? Whether you believe it or not, he is at work in every single little bitty minute aspect of what we do every single day. You know, he is at work in all three facets: professional, personal, and private lives. You know, and while much of his work comes with little or no action really required from us, there's quite a bit that requires us to do something. You know, I pray every day that God will open and close doors as he sees fit. You know, but I pray that prayer with a full understanding that when he opens the door, he expects me to go through it. And you know, if I'm honest, I got to admit that there are times that I don't. You know, but thank goodness for grace. You know, how often do we pray for something? You know, for God to open a door and then sit back and wait and wait and wait. While all the time that door was wide open, he was waiting for us to go through. You know, it's like praying day in and day out to win the lottery. You know, God, let me win the lottery. God, let me win the lottery. I could do such great things with all of that money, $400 gazillion. Imagine, God, what I could do. You know, Lord, let me win that lottery. And then one day you hear a voice that says, buy a ticket. You know, I have never had the Holy Spirit literally pick me up by my belt loops and throw me through a door that God's opened. You know, I have to go through it myself. You know, the cool thing about going through a God-opened door is that, you know, we may go through it with one perspective or expectation, but that's not what God has planned. You know, of course, we don't realize how cool that is at the time, you know, and listen, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. You know, it sometimes takes a while to see it. You know, but when you love the Lord and you put your life in His hands and allow Him to guide your steps, you know, the hindsight is absolutely clear and awesome. You know, all the situations and circumstances that we thought were bad, painful, you know, hey, listen, be honest, completely whacked. You know, I mean, many of them, just some of the most trying times in our life, you know, they brought us to the exact place that we were supposed to be at the exact time, and we were fully prepared and equipped to receive the blessing that God had for us. Now, how awesome is that? You know, there are times in our life, and I absolutely believe this, is that, you know what, we want God to reveal His plan for us. We want God to literally throw open a door and say, Jeff, that's where you're going. See that right there? I'm going to send you, here's the path, and I'm going to line it all out for you, so there it is. I don't know if we want to know that. Because there have been times and there have been things that I've experienced in my life that I look up to God and go, what in the world are you doing, God? Why would you allow me to go through that? You know, what are you going to use this for? Because there's no, I can't see it. I can't see the good that's going to come out of this, God. Why did you allow that to happen? And I'm sure there are many people out there listening right now that the same thing. You're just wondering, what in the world are you doing, God? I don't know that if He said, Jeff, see, I'm going to start you right here, and you're going to go all the way to there. See that great thing? But look at what you have to go through between now and there. I'd love to say, oh, sure, God, I'd absolutely do that. I'll go through. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I would be able to do what it is that He wants me to do, knowing what all I have to go through. I'd love to say that I could, and I can't say that definitively. You know, but let's go back. Let's just take a couple of steps back and look at this from a different perspective. You know, up to now, it's all the focus has all been on us. You know, the blessings that we get from acting on God's promptings and going through the door that He opens. You know, what about all of those people around us? You know, our families, our friends, you know, coworkers, our neighbors, you know, the people that we interact with every day. You know, how does our responding to God's call impact them? You know, let's take it one step even further than that. What about the people that we never even meet? You know, what legacy do we leave behind? What are the things that, you know, what impact are we going to have on generations because of what we do today? You know, the reality is we might never know. But let's think about this. What if Abraham had not acted on God's calling to pack up all he had and take his family and leave his people and his country and set out to parts unknown? Well, what about Noah? You know, and that even before Abraham, you know, if Noah had not taken action and built the ark. Now, let's make sure that we put this into the full perspective it deserves. Noah built the ark in the middle of the desert. He didn't build it lakeside or oceanside. He built it in the middle of the desert. You know, where would we be if Noah hadn't built that ark? Let's take it even closer to home. What if all the pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and just believers in Christ throughout history hadn't at some point acted on God's prompting and call? Would you or I or people around the world ever have come to know the life-changing message of Christ and to be exposed to the love of God? I guarantee you we wouldn't be visiting today, right now. Think about the door that's opened for you and think about the impact that it could have. It's absolutely mind-boggling and humbling. Go through the doors that God opens, regardless of whether it makes sense or not, because I promise you, oftentimes it won't. Because what we think we want or really don't want may not necessarily be what God wants or doesn't want for us. But know that His plan is perfect and He knows exactly what He's doing. And what He's doing is the best for us, regardless of how many times we throw the look of utter confusion heavenward. You know, if you have any doubts, pick up God's Word. He gives us countless passages of reassurance. You know, one of my favorites, and this is our family verse, is Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You know, action is required on our part. In the book of Revelations, God says, "I stand at the door knocking." You know, He is not going to force His way through, but He does require us to open it. That's our part. Act on it. You know, there are those out there that say, "Jeff, you know what? I don't have a relationship with Christ. I feel something tugging at my heart, you know, but I'm not sure how to do it. I'm just not sure what I'm supposed to do." You know what? We can take care of that right now. For those of you who have a life, you know, who have believed in Christ and accepted Him into your heart and been baptized, but allowed yourself to just to go and you say, "Jeff, you know what, man, I accepted Christ when I was young, but you know what? I have gone so far outside. You know, I want to get back. I want to get back on the right path. You know, I want to rededicate my life to God." You know what? If you fall in either one of them, I want you to pray with me right now. Say, "Father, thank you. Forgive me, for I'm a sinner. Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for me so that I can have eternal life with you. Father, use me. I give you my life to use as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that prayer, you got to email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. You know, get hooked up with believers around. You know, get into church. You know, just get with other folks. And you know what? You guys hang on. Send the prayers up where God will empower you and inspire you. You know, but I want to leave today and finish the show with a prayer that I read a few weeks ago. And it's something that people have asked me to do it again. And you know, you can go online. You can go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can download this prayer. It's an awesome prayer out of Ephesians 6. This is our armor up prayer. And I encourage you, take it, download it, take it to Kinko's, print a gazillion copies, pass it out, you know, put it in your Bible, read it every day over you and your family, okay? But I'm going to read it right now. I'm going to pray it over you as we finish up. "Father, today by faith in Jesus, I put on the girdle of truth. I thank you today that I know who I am in Christ, a child of God whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to, by faith, put on the breastplate of righteousness to protect me from responding to circumstances and people emotionally rather than spiritually. Before I rise each day, Father, put on my feet the sandals of the gospel of peace that I may be used by you to share the peace of God with others. Father, I thank you that I can take up the shield of faith, knowing that as I place my trust in you today, you are sufficient to protect me from fiery darts so that nothing can touch me. Lord, I place on my head the helmet of salvation. Protect my thinking from things that don't conform to your will. Father, I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. This is my only offensive piece of equipment, but is also defensive, so that when Satan attacks me, I am armed and ready to ward off all of his arrows. The victory has ultimately been won. I march today under that great banner of victory, washed by the blood, armed with the word, dressed in the armor of righteousness, believing and thanking you for what you are going to do. Lord, I pray today that I may recognize who the enemy is and claim victory as I am properly dressed to face every challenge by your causative, overcoming power. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Listen, thanks for being with us today. Make sure that you check us out next week. You know, same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, keep it real, keep it radical, keep it relentless, and keep it relevant. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.